Why would Jesus allow himself to go through what he went through, torture, death, and so forth? And the answer is given in Scripture himself. It was actually for the love of his people, the people that he wanted to be a part of his family. And because God and man are separated by sin, that he had made it very clear, without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness of sin. God had set that straight. That's the only way that somebody could be forgiven. So it was the principle of the law of the Old Testament, life for life. So because there was the life penalty that was deserved, somebody had to pay that penalty. And because he had no penalty to pay for his own sin, since he was sinless, being God, he could make his death account for others. So that's why he had to pay that penalty. And he would call it his time. He knew it was to come. And he would say, my time has not yet come. My time for what? My time for being crucified, knowing that that was the ultimate end of why he even came to earth. So it was his intention all along to come to this moment. Though even, many of you know the story in Scripture beforehand, the brutality and what it meant, not just on earth, but to be separated from his Father, was so gripping to him that before this happened, just days before it happened, he goes before God, the Father, and he begs and says, is there any other way? I don't want this to happen, but nevertheless, your will be done. So that's why he did it, to pay for the sins of those of us that would be in his family.